Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for February 27th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. IMHS is a premier online and distance learning university that offers high-quality doctorate and doctoral PhD metaphysics degrees that will enhance your life and career, even if your career is not in the metaphysics field. For more information on the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. Encrypted news. Researchers in Fife, Scotland at the University of St. Andrews have been conducting experiments into how people react to seeing sightings of cryptids. In one reported experiment, a volunteer dressed up in a gorilla costume and was sent out in a botanical garden in Edinburgh, Scotland. Two groups of visitors were told to keep a lookout for Bigfoot and then sent into the woods. One group would have a chance to see it, and the other would not. After the tour, they were to report on what they experienced during the trip. Well, hopefully further experiments will be a little more believable than a gorilla-costumed Bigfoot on the loose in a Scottish garden. But either way, experiments into human reaction on the subject and how they report it will be interesting. There are other experiments included in this study that include Nazi flying saucers and the evolution of sea monsters. Well, keep a lookout for that one in a scientific journal. And in UFO news, reports were swirling last week of a UFO crash retrieval cover-up in the province of Manitoba, Canada. Numerous UFO reports flooded into agencies in Jackhead, Manitoba, which is about 160 miles north of Winnipeg. The story became more feverish as reports of military personnel in the area went viral. It turns out that it was just a pre-planned training exercise involving 150 troops for Arctic response training. The UFO was merely an airplane that was launched very quickly and gained altitude rapidly. Still, many people feel there is a cover-up going on, but the military insists there was no UFO and this was all about learning to deal with plane crashes in remote areas. In ghost news, a trio of ghost stories this week involves photographs and videos of purported ghosts with some convincing backstories. The key here is to remember that just because the site has a rich history does not mean a strange photograph or video is a ghost. And as the saying goes, correlation does not imply causation. From the Australian town of Toowoomba, a ghost group has declared a video a ghost because, quote, "It has to be something. There is no other explanation that we can come up with." Unquote. The video was taken by a private residence surveillance camera that is claimed to be that of a ghost of a person who purportedly died in a pool. The area shows a road where a pool used to be, but there is no definite validation that a person had died in the pool. The video to me shows a reflection that could be seen just prior to the supposed ghost making its appearance in the top right-hand corner and is more than likely caused by the bright area seen in the center of the video. The second story takes place in a 400-year-old Czechoslovakian castle in the town of Ostrov that was once captured by Nazis in 1939. The building now houses a museum for local history and is said to have a ghost that mysteriously moves objects even from closed exhibitions. Now, a closed-circuit video shows what is believed to be the ghost that is causing all the commotion. In the video, a dark object can be seen going from one direction to the other, and then back again numerous times. It was stated that no one was in the room at the time, so a ghost is the logical assumption, right? Well, not so fast. The camera is set high in the room, and the object in question seems to be quite close to the camera. And it does appear that it could be a duster of some sort, or something with fur or hair. But it could also be a spider or other animal near or on the camera. And despite the rich history, one has to think logically first before jumping to wild conclusions. And the third ghostly image comes from the famous Hampton Court Palace. A pair of 12-year-old girls were walking through the 16th century castle when one of them snapped a photo of the other and captured a tall, long-haired, strange-looking person. The story claims that it is more than likely Dame Sybil Penn, who died of smallpox in Hampton Court Palace in 1562 and has been seen a few times over the centuries. The story claims that after the first image of a girl being followed by an apparition, that a second photo was taken immediately after. While the shadows from the sun would suggest the photos were taken within minutes of each other, the photographer has changed positions from the first photo. You can also see that a woman was walking by the girl wearing a green coat who was in both photographs. Was this merely a trick photo? Was this an iPhone manipulation? Well, the hair and coat seen in the photograph, while unrecognizable as a person, probably due to motion, is definitely not period. And it's not like ghost photographs taken in Hampton Court have not been faked in the past. Remember the ghost that supposedly opened a fire door and appeared on a closed-circuit TV camera? Well, that one is also peddled as a legitimate ghost photograph in an accompanying video to the story, despite being debunked over a decade ago. Well, how quickly we forget our lessons of the past. However, I do agree this latest story is an interesting photograph, but I just don't think it's a ghost. And in other news, strange booms were heard last week in Spring Hill, Tennessee, which is about 30 miles south of Nashville. The booms were reported by dozens starting at about 10 p.m. on Wednesday, February 18th. Reports describe the sound from the sound of a falling tree to firecrackers to just loud booms. Many felt the sounds were coming from underground, and the National Weather Service out of Nashville concurred. It is widely believed the sounds were caused by cryoseismic booms, which is the sound of rapidly expanding frozen water underground. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, well, the list continues to expand. And I highly recommend you check it out at paranewsinsider.com and clicking on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting. Rush the stage, grab my mind, show me what you got.